This masterclass is all about taking the work that we do inward and expanding it through meaningful connections with the world around us. If you've been listening to Mind Love for a while, you're probably the type of person that does a lot of work on themselves. But one thing to be cautious of is that going inward can be isolating if we don't make a conscious effort to connect. So the goal is to do the work inward and then take that work outward. Connection isn't always about the fun side of your social life. It's also a means for self-realization. The outside world is where most of our triggers are, so we need to learn how to deal with them. Also, relationships are mirrors, so they're one of the most powerful ways that we experience ourselves. And most importantly, social connections are one of the top contributors to overall life satisfaction. In my life, I have a lot of goals, a lot of hobbies, and sometimes I can get so wrapped up in my life that I actually forget to connect with others. And then months go by and I realize, wow, I am really lonely. Or I'll make a plan to do something with a friend, and when the time comes, I feel like I don't have enough time, or suddenly it doesn't sound as good. But what I've learned is that when I do make friendship and connection a priority, and I stick to my commitments, I always feel rejuvenated and grateful that I stuck with it. Now, this is not about going out all the time. These exercises are about connecting in meaningful ways. Keep in mind, a real meaningful connection should make you feel good. If it doesn't, reevaluate who you are willing to give your attention to. Your responsibility only lies with you. I framed these exercises so that no matter what your situation, you can benefit from them. So maybe you're new to a city and you don't know anyone, or you've been isolating yourself for a while, or you're going through a friendless time right now. No judgment, I have been there many times. Whatever spot you're in, these exercises are totally doable. As separate as we might feel sometimes, in reality, we're all connected. Our entire identity is formed through our intra-connection with people. I'm going to leave a podcast interview down here that I highly encourage you to listen to with Dan Siegel, because he talks about how our sense of selves are actually formed through these connections with other people and how they evolve through different stages in our lives. I'll also be embedding some of my other favorite podcast episodes throughout this masterclass, so be sure to give them a listen when you have the time. Well, when we start to prioritize this connection, our energy expands outward, and this illusion of separateness that we all hold dissolves, even if it's just a little. And as you live into this, you model your behavior and your vibration for others so that their frequency rises as well. So today, I'm giving you a challenge to reconnect with somebody that you haven't spoken to or spent time with in a while. There's more details in the description, so I'd love to hear your stories of connection in the comments. And remember, this is supposed to be fun, so have a little.